Street Talk Radio Network.
Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Kim Washington featuring James Fortune with I Will, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on
Woo! Yeah! I got the safest places to be in your will. Give us the strength to do what you called us to do. Oh God, we're available to you.
Shawnee DeBose Young, and you're listening to A Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I find space for what I treasure, and I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities, and Jesus, you're my number one. So I will make room for you. I will prepare for two, so you don't feel that you can't live here. Please live in me. Oh, no.
Hey!
That was Jonathan McReynolds with Make Room, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. It's no secret, life has definitely thrown us a curveball through COVID-19. 2020 has truly given us perfect or matured vision. As a result of the pandemic, many of us have been furloughed or lost employment. Ultimately, it has shifted the trajectory of all of our lives. St. Luke 2:52 says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men." I want to encourage you today to increase your capacity. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, increase means to progressively become greater in size, amount, number, or intensity. Capacity means the facility or power to produce, perform, or deploy. In other words, become progressively greater with power to produce. So here are three steps from John Maxwell to increase your capacity for action. Stop doing only those things you've done before and start doing those things you could and should do. Stop doing what is expected and start doing what is unexpected. Stop doing important things occasionally and start doing important things daily. 2 Peter 1:3 declares, "According as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue." Knowing that we have everything on the inside of us to increase our capacity, the question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit it out, or are you going to use this time to create and build with the opportunity you have been given? That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We're so excited to have you tuned in. But first, here's Deliver Me. This is My Exodus by Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers, featuring Leandria Johnson, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Got 6 minutes. Switch it. Listen, don't you worry about it, because out of all of that, I still gotta cry out to him and say, "Lord, deliver me." I say, "Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me." Hurt me. And bruh, I ain't think it hurt me, so I had to say, "Lord, deliver me, yeah, 'cause all hurt me." And I say, "Lord, please come by my house. Please come by my house and rescue me. Lord, can you hear me say, oh, 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 oh forgive again. Can you come by my house, Lord?
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue, and now it's time for the Renewed Heart segment. Hebrews 12:11 says, "No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful, but afterward there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way." At the end of June, my father encountered a severe burn to his leg that caused him to spend some weeks in the hospital and many painful days at home, my house to be exact. This journey has been difficult for him to deal with, especially during this time of social distancing. But God has been better than good. It's amazing to watch a person's progression. I've watched my father go from a nearly immobile state to walking on his own and putting in work
as an exercise, as instructed by the doctor. Small baby steps of walking for 5 minutes and stretching has made what doctors say will be a 12-month ordeal more bearable. While my father's attitude and feelings have changed from day to day, others, like myself, my siblings, my husband, and our children, have marveled in and watched God's work in amazement, remembering what the early days looked like. I want to encourage you that if you are encountering difficult moments in your life, don't give up. God will not put more on you than you can bear. Turn to Him and let Him get you in shape. Cling to Him and believe that He can and will train you to become victorious. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Allow Him to be your Ephesians 3:20 God today. That's our Renewed Heart segment for today.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We have an amazing, amazing guest for you on today. Let's welcome healthy living motivator, mentor, coach, speaker, and entrepreneur, Sonia Bowman, to the Brand New Day family. Good evening.
Hello, hello.
It's so awesome to have you with us. Deanne and I are so excited for you to be with us here on today. And we're excited about all of the wonderful things that you have to share with us. So we'll just dive right in. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and how you were inspired to do what you do.
Well, I am a certified fitness trainer here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I coach clients, both group and personal training. Because of the pandemic, of course, everything for me is virtual now. Again, I'm a fitness coach, and fitness coach. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, you know, wear several different hats.
Awesome. So what inspired or sparked you to make the whole you experience a live event? Because I know you have an upcoming event.
Yeah, so the Whole You Experience is actually a program that I developed a couple of years ago, basically because, of course, as you know, lots of people attend the gym, go to the gym, but oftentimes they're at the gym but not necessarily getting the results that they want or that they like. So the Whole You Experience, I was inspired to create the program a few years back to target not just the body, but also the mind and the spirit, to target the whole you. So I was inspired just to, I like to see people win. I like to see them, become the best versions of themselves. And so I created the program to help people do just that.
Awesome. And this event, you guys, is going to be on this coming Saturday, August 8th.
You need to
make sure that you are participating. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sonia. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead. What were you saying?
You're great. You're a part of the family. We are one family. So wanted to just let you guys know that the event, again, is on Saturday, August 8th. And we're going to tell you a little bit about how to register and all that good stuff. We have a few more questions that we wanted to get in. So we recognize you just stated to us that you've been doing everything virtually since the pandemic. A lot of us have, from teachers on down. But we recognize that these things have shifted as a result of the pandemic, including events, how we do events. So what can participants look forward to at this event in its virtual format?
So at this event, well, I'll just backtrack. I did actually do the event live last year. And mm-hmm. one of the things that inspired me to do the event live last year was because I'm one person, of course, and before we jumped into the whole virtual arena, being one person, there's no way I could possibly coach everyone, right? And so there are some family and friends that wanted to participate in my program, but for whatever reason, whether it was the time constraint, whether it was the distance, they were unable to. So I have the idea, and I have some friends that are fitness trainers and so on and so forth. So I had the idea, what if I had a live event and brought everybody together, all that were able to attend. So last year I did do the Whole You Experience live event, and it was a huge success. We had an amazing time. And so this year, 2020, would have actually been year two for me for the Whole You Experience live. But, of course, due to the pandemic, you know, that's not happening. So we took it virtual. The beautiful thing about the virtual experience is anyone can attend, and you can attend anywhere in the world. And so I hope, or it's my hope and it's my goal as a takeaway. I'm sorry, there's a noise. Can you hear that? Like a fan or something.
Okay, hold on. Okay, got it? We're good now.
Okay. So as I was saying, so what I'm hoping for the event on Saturday, my goal is for everybody to walk away with tips and tools that will inspire them. I hope they're inspired by the tips and tools that will be shared to help them in every way, their mind, body, and spirit, the mental wellness, and with their mind. And again, you know, the physical aspect, right? Tips and tools that they're inspired to use and that they actually take advantage and put them to good use, especially, like I said, with...
Deanne, did you have some questions you wanted to
ask? I actually do. Can you all hear me? I know I'm using a new mic tonight.
So
can you all hear me?
Yeah, something going on with the audio, but I can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to know, so I know that I've experienced my own form of anxiety, and it's somewhat increased during this COVID-19 pandemic. Are there any special exercises or techniques that you may suggest to help those who may be suffering from anxiety, especially those who may thrive off of, you know, going outside of the home more often than we are right now?
So if I'm honest, I don't have any particular exercise that I would say I would recommend, right? Of course, Pilates is good, yoga is good, meditation, those things are good to help you mentally and emotionally. But if I'm honest, there any type of exercise, any type of movement, just getting up, getting active, getting movement, whether you're doing squats, push-ups, sit-ups, whether you are walking in place in your living room mm-hmm. as you watch TV, taking a walk outside, getting a breath of fresh air, taking a jog, or some people like to run. Running, some people like to do weights. I don't think that it's so much that we have to focus on a particular exercise as much mm-hmm. as focus on the movement period, right? So too much of anything is not good. So too much of sitting on the sofa eating cake, bonbons, or whatever your favorite treat is, mm-hmm. indulging in it and watching Netflix, and that's all you do. You sit on a Zoom call all day with your work or what have you, those that are home, and then you sit on the sofa watching movies and what have you. Again, too much of anything is not good. So I say get up, get active, and get moving, right? Like get outside. Experience the fresh air, you know, listen to the sound of the birds. It's so many different ways that we can get moving and not necessarily focusing on a particular exercise as much as just movement, period.
Right. Now, I know you said you have children, and I. And you know, I don't know about you, but we haven't received any curriculum details yet. And as far as this virtual learning, how it might occur.
And I know one of the big concerns that many parents have outside of not wanting to put their children at risk in a classroom is, oh, my goodness, my child is going to be sitting in front of a computer all day. That's something that, you know, the CDC, the education, especially everyone, the NEA, everybody says, oh, it's not a good thing for a child to sit in front of a computer all day because it has risks, especially as it pertains to physical health. So what are some of the things that you might have in mind? Maybe you haven't detailed them out, but you might have in mind for your children this semester if they are particularly engaging in virtual learning.
So for me, my children are actually adult children too, which are college students. Yeah. So I don't have any small babies. However, I do have tons of family members and friends that are around me that do still have school-age children. And one of the things that I like to tell them or that I do share with them, in the same way if your kids were in a normal school setting, they mm-hmm. do have recess periods. They have passing periods, you know, depending on the age, where they're going from one class to the other. So this is those are forms of movement. They have lunchtime where, you know, they have to go get the trays. They have to take the tray back. They have to sit down. They have to get up. There's movement happening. And so while we're not necessarily in a traditional school setting right now due to COVID-19, that does not mean we still can't be active, right? So I suggest and highly recommend making sure, yes, they get the educational things that they need, but make sure you incorporate some of that PE time is what we used to call it, but that physical education, you know, physical time. So you can do things, something as simple as going out in the backyard. And it doesn't have mm-hmm. to be anything grand. Kids, they're, any little thing, they'll find a stick and a rock and be amused with it and play with it, right? So it's not something where you have to spend a lot of money or a lot of time. Of course, if mm-hmm. you're able to buy a jungle gym and put it in the back, by all means do. But just getting out, have them work out with you sometime. You know, you may mm-hmm. want to do a 10, 15, 20-minute workout with them. But the most important thing is get moving. Again, the same way that we have to release those stress hormones through activity, mm-hmm. where our kids need to do the same. And anytime there's any type of movement or active, you tend to feel better. It helps to shift your mood in a positive direction, right? If there is anxiety, anytime there's any type of movement going on, it decreases that. And so I just say get up, get active, get moving. Take the kids on a stroll, you know, through the neighborhood or in through the park or what have you. The beautiful thing is if you get your kids out and active for a recess or a PE period or something of that sort, you're allowing them to get out and be free for a bit away from the computer or the devices outside mm-hmm. of the home as well. Mm-hmm. The byproduct is you're getting to spend, you know, this awesome quality time with your kids, right? And so quality time helps to create more love and an even tighter bond. So the pandemic, it hasn't been all bad. There have been some good things that have been able to come out of this pandemic.
Definitely, definitely. I know that's something personally my family and I, and I've done it for breathing exercises, getting out to walk and everything because I know if it's being inside, it's got my breathing kind of off or whatever. I mean, definitely not COVID, but we get out and we walk and we just kind of enjoy the time. But the thing about me is I'm an early riser. They're not.
Okay.
So I'm the one like, come on, let's go, I'm ready. But at night, every now and then, every in the evening, we'll go walking. But that's been some good quality time for us. And then I have
awesome.
I have one more question actually, because I know we have some seasoned audience members who listen to the show and our parents as well who may be listening. And I know my dad in particular. He likes to be mobile. He's in his mid-70s, but he likes to be mobile. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about it a little later on the show, but he had an injury that required him to be in the hospital.
So we have some seniors who are not wanting to sit down right now. What could we do about those seniors that are on the move? You know, this may not be the best time because they may be at higher risk, but I'm hoping that, you know, if they tune in to the whole U experience, they may find some great jewels that can help them with finding some activity to do. So is there anything that you might suggest with those seasoned who would love to do something, but being out and about is not, this is not the greatest time?
Yeah, that's a really tough one because most a lot of the seniors are at their retirement age. And so the normal work of hustle and bustle of the normal work day and workload, they don't have that to distract them or occupy them like some of us do. Even though it's virtual, we still have certain obligations and, you know, commitments and things that we need to meet. With them, with them just being so free, like you're saying, that's really a tough one. Of course, their health is most important. So I would highly, I mean, of course, we have to continue to highly recommend, hey, mom, hey, dad, like you just can't be out and about like that. But maybe if they're computer lit, you know, they're, a lot of the older people, hey, they work the computers and phones and everything better than I do. So for those that are able, maybe you can set up some Zoom calls with other family members or possibly some of their friends. You know, you could have game night over Zoom or something like that, right? And when it comes to, like, so that's a way of stimulating them mentally and even emotionally. They may not necessarily be able to touch you, but they can see you over the Zoom, or they can see you over the FaceTime. They get to see you, your smile or your laughter or what have you, right? So that's a way to kind of deal with that. And then when we move back to the aspect of the fitness part of it, I see so many and elderly people walking, and some are couples, some are, you know, they're alone and they're doing it themselves. But it's pretty amazing to see, you know, them out and about, you know, staying active. Some are walking, some are running, some are walking their dogs. Some are just kind of casually strolling. But I just God, like, he created this amazing air for us to breathe and to enjoy. And so I say, why not get out of the house and do a little bit of that, right? But that's another form of an outlet so that they're not cooped up in the house but not necessarily wanting to travel to these different places and putting themselves at risk. And one other thing that I would like to footnote and say, the healthier we are, you know, as individuals, it actually helps us, like, when it comes to, like, common colds and flus and different things. Our immune system is built, and it actually helps us to fight off some of these things. Now, I don't know about COVID because we're still doing their whole test, you know, prayerfully, fitness can play a part to help ward off some of that stuff, right? But when you're in good shape, you know, mentally, physically, and spiritually, it just kind of helps your total being all together, if that makes sense, right? We're able to fight off disease. We're able to have good attitudes. We're able to live life and live life abundantly.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Very much so. Yeah.
Most definitely. Wanted to make sure that we get in the information for registration on today so that our listening audience can get on their computers tonight and register for the whole U experience. So tell us how we can register.
So you can register at the whole U experience, SoniaBowman.com. That's www.SoniaBowman.com. That is SONJABOWMAN.com. And it's a minimal fee for it, but I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I have amazing speakers. I have Dr. Anita Phillips, who is a nationally known professional mental expert, who will she'll be providing tips and tools for us. I also have Ray Taylor. He's actually a pastor of Trinity Harvest Church. I'll just throw that plug in. But Ray Taylor is also an inspirational speaker. He'll be speaking to us but how we can live our best life now. And I have a health nutritional coach, Jackie Samuels, who will be just sharing all types of tips with us on healthy eating. And, of course, yours truly, myself, Sonia Bowman, will be bringing things to you about how to get up, how to get active, how to get moving. So it's going to be a very fun yet informative event that I think everybody would enjoy. And, yeah, they won't regret it.
That's awesome. So tell us how we can connect with you on social media now that we have how we can plug in and register for the event as well as your programs for fitness.
Okay, so again, to connect with me on social media, if to make it simple, they can go to soniabowman.com and all of the icons are available. They can click on it and it will take them directly to each social media outlet. But I will go ahead and drop the handles. So on Instagram, I am Sonia Bowman 11, and that's Sonia with a J, S-O-N-J-A, B-O-W-M-A-N 11. On Facebook, I am Sonia Taylor Bowman. On Twitter, I am Sonia Bowman. So it's going to be Sonia Bowman in there, but, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to grab the same exact thing. But, yeah, but the easiest way, if they go to the site, they can click on each icon and find me that way. And the whole year experience, I'm so sorry. The whole year experience can be found on all social media outlets at Whole You Experience. So that's Whole, W-H-O-L-E Experience, Whole You Experience.
Listen, I want you guys to go out, register so that this event can be sold out and so she can be a blessing to you and you can be blessed through this event, mind, body, and spirit. And I can't wait. I'm going to make sure that I get an opportunity to at least sow a seed and register. So I'm going to make sure I do that. And, again, Sonia, thank you so much for being a part of this show on today. You are always welcome here with Deanne and I on Brand New Day anytime you want to come.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. I want you to stay safe and stay well, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Awesome, awesome. And you guys do the same. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have an awesome evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We would love to hear your questions and comments. And again, we thank Sonia Bowman for joining us on this evening. Again, register and support the 2020 Whole You Experience virtual event or check out any of her programs by visiting www.soniabowmanwithaj.com. Here's the Clark Sisters with Keep Moving.
for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Above all, be well is my charge for today. All during August, National Wellness Month, which is this month, focuses on self-care, managing stress, and promoting healthy routines. Create wholesome habits in your lifestyle all month long and see how much better you feel. Research has shown self-care helps manage stress and promotes happiness. Whether you challenge yourself to a new exercise or try a different spa treatment after this pandemic, make a small change and impact your health in positive ways. There are numerous ways to make those small changes too. Increase your water intake. Add more fruits and vegetables to your meals. Monitor your sleep and make adjustments for sleep habits. Join a fitness class or walking club. Learn to reflect and journal. These are small steps that can lead to many more healthy habits in your lifestyle. That's our Live Smart segment for today. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. And we're just going to briefly recap as we discuss, you know, some of the things that our guest Sonya Bowman talked about with our theme, Keep Moving. Hey, Deanne.
Hello.
So, Deanne, in conjunction with our theme or topic for today, Keep Moving, what are some, maybe a couple of points that we can target really briefly about what our guest talked about? I can start.
Go ahead.
So one thing, we can move in spite of being in this situation, in a global pandemic. It does not matter that we are in a pandemic. We can still exercise and get fit. That's one thing that I got out of it in terms of keeping moving. What about you?
Yeah, definitely, especially when we talked about that family time and that getting out, just getting out, period, and walking around your neighborhood, walking around the block. One of the things that, you know, if you do have transportation, one of the things that I like to do is in the evening, the sidewalks get a little crowded, and it seems like a lot of my neighbors choose the evening to walk. And that's one reason why I choose the morning before 9, preferably before 9, because it's a lot cooler then. But I feel like the mosquitoes are out in the evening as well. So one of the things that I do, or that my family does, we will go to an empty parking lot, like at a shopping center or something, like maybe where a Marshall's, you know, one of those type stores is, and where it's closed. And we'll walk around the parking lot because it's well lit and you don't have to worry about as many bugs. And it's just, you know, we're just walking in the parking lot. And the breeze is blowing and we get in a few laps there. Like I said, it's well lit. You're not with a lot of people because the stores are closed. There are no cars hardly in the parking lot. So we'll do that sometimes. And we'll get in that family time, but we'll get in that much-needed air because God's air is so important. And, you know, I know it's important that we stay kind of locked down somewhat, at least with our mask on, but when you get out there, it's also important that you can get some fresh air and kind of take that mask off, not being around anyone, and walk around, just get some fresh, good air. That's what I got, and that's what's helping us over here. I know it's helping me because the struggle is real.
I know, I, I understand. I think one of the, maybe we could, this is the last thing, because I want to make sure that we are able to get to all this good content. One of the things that is keep moving, I thought about just in general, us keeping moving, everything that she said, it correlates to us having to keep moving even in our lives, because sometimes you can get really stagnant and not do anything because you're in a funk, you're emotionally distraught, you're depressed, you're frustrated with the situation that you're in. I can understand. I've been on the side of unemployment before, and I definitely understand that.
Yes, definitely. And getting outside especially will kind of help you get your mind off some of those things that you, what you can't do or what seems like it's not a good time to do, or it may help you to get more vision and become inspired to do more. Actually, earlier today, I was taking photos of someone who started a business during the pandemic. We both started businesses during the pandemic. So don't just allow your creativity to just flourish during this time. Pray to God and see exactly what is it that you could be doing. What is it that he would want you to do during this time? Because there's a lot that our world needs right now. And just because we can't get out of the house, it can't be done. So get to work. Don't let your mind go to waste. And even TV, I will say this. Watch on TV. Because, like our topic last week, comparison kills. But there are certain shows sometimes that are inspirational. Find those shows that speak to you. Find those shows that make you feel like, okay, I can do this. We can get it done. If that's HGTV, you know, something on the house, if that's something in the music, gospel industry, whatever it is, find that something that's helping you feel like I can do that, because iron sharpens iron.
That's good. And with that, we're going to encourage you to keep moving. Let iron sharpen iron. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. And it's time for one of my favorite segments, the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lack.
All right. Well, tonight we're going to talk about celebrating the good times. This past week, our godson celebrated his 10th birthday in Houston. Although we did not get a chance to drive down, the pictures his mom sent me were priceless. He didn't get to do the normal things. Of course, he had to abide by social distancing rules and things like that. But one of the best moments caught on tape was him seeing his grandparents for the first time since March. Today, I had a photo shoot with a client. Our kids got a chance to play with her dog and go swimming in the pool by themselves. We honestly didn't think they would get a chance to do anything like that this summer, but we were so grateful that they had the opportunity. Last week, we went into a mall for a hot minute, and the kids were like, wow, I remember what the mall was like. I mean, they almost had me in tears, actually. While I love the opportunities to interact with family and go out in the yard, if your family is like mine, you do miss traveling to see family and friends or just enjoying simple things in life that apparently we took for granted before. So for the next few days before school starts, allow your children the simple sweetness of experiencing your love and affection in a special way. Many of us have sat in the house, done schoolwork or virtual camp work, or just gone to the store, played outside a bit, but the interaction with our kids and families have been very limited. And other kids and other families have been very limited. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. Psalm 103:13. Extra kisses and hugs and love shown will not only make our kids feel good, but it will remind us of how fast this time is moving. Our babies are growing, and these moments are irreplaceable. We might be going through some trying times, but don't let the bad outweigh the good. Be sure to turn up a tune, let out a song or dance, and celebrate the good times. Hey, you can even watch Good Times. I know last week we actually had our kids watching, because every now and then I get on a Soul Train kick, so we'll watch Soul Train shows and commercials. So if you got to turn on Soul Train and just get to jamming, let it go, let it rip. That's our Fearless Family segment.
Thank you for reminding us and challenging us as we experience these unprecedented times to celebrate good times, because there's not bad in everything going on. So let's remember to be mindful of the fall and the good things, right? Let's find the good in everything that's going on right now. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to Shineboard Radio at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and all of our other shows throughout the week on We Talk Radio Network. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us the steps you are going to take to keep moving in every facet of your life. So let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Increase Your Capacity. Our Renewed Heart segment was Training Day. Our Live Smart segment was Above All, Be Well. And our Fearless Family segment was Celebrate the Good Times. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you and bless you. We thank you for inspiring us to keep moving. No matter what you said, in everything, give thanks, because this is the will of God concerning you. And so, God, we give thanks in all things. Thank you for making the rough places smooth and the crooked places straight as we go in our various places, whether it's work and back home, on a walk and back home. God, we ask you to just continue to stable our minds. God, send those mentors. If we need mentors in our lives, send those mentors to us, oh God. Cover us in your blood. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote from Walt Disney. We keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing new things, because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Mary Mary with Walking.
Boom. Yeah. Now that I got your attention.
Take it. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.